This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. If you want to make a living as a belly dancer, and why not, the Motor City is the hotspot. To maintain traditions from the old country, Detroiters of Arab descent often hire belly dancers to perform at weddings, parties, even sporting events. Martina Guzman took a ride through Detroit's Arab American community to learn why this ancient form of dance is still popular and still controversial.
Amira David, who is Lebanese and Palestinian, is taking me on a tour through, I think, what is the only Arab town in the United States.
You know, Martina, the population here is the largest Arab American population outside of the Middle East.
We have supermarkets, we have bakeries, we have hair salons, we have stores where you can buy hijabs and burqas, hookah bars, you name it. Where is their belly dancing?
That right there, that's called Adonis Nightclub. Every Friday, Saturday, they have a live band there, including a belly dancer.
Do you belly dance?
Oh, definitely. I definitely, you know, we all do. It's kind of in our blood.
Unlike Amira, Lalena Maloyan dances semi-professionally.
Growing up in a Middle Eastern household and, you know, it's something you share with your cousins and your sisters and everyone as you grow up. It's fun for me to go over and to visit them and to show them, oh, drop your hips like this and move your shoulders like this. And they just have fun, and so it's a good time for all of us. I've danced at weddings. I've danced at banquets. I've danced at bridal showers. I would have to say anything except for bachelor parties.
Along with bridal showers and weddings, belly dancers also work fancy cultural events, nightclubs, and at sports venues.
Everybody else, stop behind me in these chief seconds. All the guys right there in red.
Like this boxing match at Detroit's Masonic Temple.
I want everybody not to be in Brian's way except for them. These ladies are the only ones in front of them.
The ladies are going to lead Brian Mitar, a middleweight boxer of Yemen descent, into the ring. They'll perform a zeffa, an upbeat flirtatious dance. This is a championship fight, and the zeffa is said to bring good luck. The dance is beautiful to watch. Dancers sensually move their entire bodies, using undulated movements of the belly while draped in veils. It seems the crowd is clapping as much for the scantily clad dancers as they are for the fighter.
Okay, so with the knee shimmy, I'm flat-footed. My knees are bent, pelvis is tucked in. My rib cage is lifted like there's a string right here at my diaphragm, lifting straight up, rolling my shoulders back.
Do you think it's easy to hold your arms in the air for 40 minutes, keeping perfect posture, rotating and shimmying your hips the whole time? Just try it.
And the knees never straighten, they never lock. If you lock your knees, it's going to look a mess, it's going to look like this.
All over Detroit, health clubs and YMCAs offer classes. Some of the more serious dancers take lessons with Lana Mini.
So remember, you guys, if you don't have time to practice at home, at least practice your glute shimmies when you're brushing your teeth. You can do it while you're blow drying your hair. I'm shimmying with a blow dryer. You can do it when you're cooking. Don't do it when you're putting your makeup on.
Sunny Bazi plays the dumbak, a Middle Eastern drum, at Lana's classes.
You know, what's beautiful about working with belly dancers is that you get to show them proper technique with rhythm and counting. And as a musician, you sort of feel like you're entitled and you're obliged to help the belly dancers learn and sort of get out there so they can actually start working and performing alongside with you at weddings, at concerts, and different events.
If you've invested enough hours as a performer, you'll need a traditional costume, or bedla, handcrafted from silk and chiffon and elaborately decorated with beads, coins, and sequins. Even in Detroit, you just can't run out and buy a bedla.
You order your costumes, and they're custom-made for you in Egypt. A good costume will be anywhere from like about a grand. Sometimes you can find one, if you're lucky, for like $400 or $500, but anything under that is usually garbage.
Belly dancers come in from other states to make extra money during the wedding season. In fact, here's something strange. Few of the belly dancers at these Arab events are actually Arab. Lana Minnie's Italian-American. Her ancestors are from Sicily.
There is a big population of Eastern Europeans who are making their mark in the ballet dance world, and South Americans. But everybody, Italian, Polish, Native American, Greek, a few Middle Eastern women here and there, but they usually don't become performers.
I asked my friend Amira about this.
Why is it that I find that Arabic girls, they don't want to belly dance in public?
Well, you know, it's kind of a difficult thing. I mean, everyone agrees that it's an art and it's absolutely beautiful to watch. But, you know, it does expose parts of the body that are considered controversial in a way. But people certainly love and applaud anyone who belly dances.
If mothers at the Greenland supermarket in Dearborn had it their way, all belly dancers in Detroit would be from another country, not the Middle East.
We just want to know if you would allow your daughter to belly dance, or if it's...
Our religion, we can't do that.
I don't like it.
She's saying it's like a girl of the street.
It doesn't help that strippers like to incorporate belly dance moves into their routines.
It's not because of the costume, it's because the people, what they think. To them, it's just you're doing a lot of other bad things other than, you know, I won't let her do it just because the what's going to be said out there, you know?
Lelena Maloyan is one of a handful of Middle Eastern dancers who performs publicly. She made big concessions.
I will say that, I'm half Chaldean and half Armenian. I won't dance for any Chaldean weddings, and that's just out of respect for my family.
And she can afford to, because in Metro Detroit, there's no shortage of gigs. But it's the non-Arab dancers that help maintain the cultural traditions that revolve around belly dance.
I had to learn a rhythm called the Saidi and where that came from, which is Upper Egypt, and the costuming that goes with that. I've had to learn what a zeffa is. I've had to learn the debki. And every belly dancer has to do that if she's going to dance for a Middle Eastern crowd.
For Arab Americans like my friend Amira, that's just fine.
You know, these dancers essentially become advocates of the Arabic culture. You know, I think it's great that they're out there doing what they're doing, because they're enticing people to learn about the Arabic culture in some way.
For Studio 360, I'm Martina Guzman.